what had happened is the federal government had indicated it would provide 90% of funding if Medicaid would be expanded. And under before expansion, Medicaid really protected pregnant women, individuals that had young children that were in need. There were certain criteria for that. But in addition, the expansion of Medicaid made it, if you were an individual that made 133% of the poverty level, you, between age 18 and 65, would be eligible for Medicaid. What this legislative proposal that the public will be voting on says is that we will continue to do that, as was voted on. However, if the federal government doesn't carry through its promise of 90% funding, then there would still be Medicaid, but it would go back to the original individuals, the pregnant women, the young children, those that benefited from Medicaid, and not at the 133% poverty level.
Gotcha.